Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hammer time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortese, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here. Right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortese with you, taking your home improvement questions, anything around the house at 803-0930, outside the 716, toll-free 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open and running, 803-0930. Special show for you today, as we say good morning to the City Housing Court Judge, Pat Carney. Hey, Pat.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. Pat and I went to Canisius together, 1978, and it seems like yesterday we were talking about that walking in, and a blink of an eye, and here we are.
I don't recognize the guy in the mirror every morning. I don't know who that old man is, but...
Well, at least we still think young, right, Pat?
Yes.
So you've got a big job.
We do anything that touches property in the city of Buffalo, any health code violations, which is handled by the Erie County Health Department, building code violations, which is the city of Buffalo, building code inspectors. We also handle any new construction, old construction, permits, different things, any violation. And we also do all of the evictions now for all of Erie County.
Wow. So there's so much to talk about, and obviously time's going to be our enemy. So let's jump into the low-hanging fruit and the historic preservation component of what makes up a lot of valued architecture in the city of Buffalo, and those that fall into disrepair. You have a special approach now with how you handle those.
We have a number of different programs. Generally speaking, if it's a house, a residential property, we can utilize PBN, Preservation Buffalo Niagara. Mm-hmm. We can utilize receivership programs, which we started through that. We can...
Explain what receivership is exactly.
Well, if you have an owner of a property and it is a preservation style property, mm-hmm. then we will utilize the preservation aspect of that.
Okay.
We've had receivership programs for rundown, dilapidated properties for years, one through the Matt Urban Center. But the focus there generally, because these are out of country, out of state, out-of-city landlords that simply have abandoned the properties, but there's people living there.
Mm-hmm.
So we will try to appoint receiverships, collect the rent, and all the rent we collect goes immediately back into the house. Do we need emergency plumbing? Do we need?
I see.
But the focus there is to find alternative housing for these tenants.
Right.
And once we get them out, we can close the case out with fines or
so
penalties.
The legal side of that seems complex. It would seem to me you're taking title away from the owner by forming the receivership.
Initially, we don't touch the title. We just form the receivership to, in a preservation situation like on Cottage Street, which was kind of our pilot program for it. And it was a very unique situation where we had an owner who simply was absent. He's still absent. There's warrants out for his arrest. And the property was deteriorating rapidly. Generally, if it's a roof
with
issue,
a tenant.
This one had no tenants.
It was empty.
It was empty, but...
But it's historic.
It's historic. And we needed to get a roof on it.
Got it.
Because once the water starts getting in, as everybody listening knows, the whole house can go.
Right.
So we needed to find $15,000 or $18,000 to do roof repairs, some gutter repairs, some exterior repairs.
So you do have a responsibility to preserve the architectural integrity of a lot of what makes up the two true gems of our architectural record.
I feel as though we do. Mm-hmm. But each property is unique and presents its own issues. So I don't ever like to paint anything as a blanket solution.
Right. Is your biggest obstacle that landlord that or that owner that is just absent and doesn't care and perhaps is a multiple repeat offender?
The biggest problem with those properties is I can't find them.
Mm-hmm.
We have heavy investors in New York City, Israel, Middle East, Europe, California, Utah, and most of those properties are set up in limited liability corporations.
I see.
So I can't find them, I can't reach them, and my concern is the property.
Is there a flaw, perhaps, in the real estate law that allows that kind of ownership? When you wind the tape to the end, you're living with the scenario of not being able to find these people.
I find there's a lot of flaws in the deeds. And mm-hmm. for example, there's no dates of birth on the deeds. You look at your deed; it just says Dan Cortese.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say junior. It doesn't say. They're just this year, I've had three properties that were sold by the owner's son
mm-hmm.
for $95,000, $150,000, and then the kid just took the money and walked away. And when he signed his name, he was signing the name on the deed, and he could prove that he was the person on the deed, except that he was a junior.
I see.
So.
The date of birth would clean that up.
Yeah, and I've been working with the Erie County Clerk. Now, that's a lot harder to do than just say, we need to put the dates of birth on that. That's all state legislation.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Pat about what COVID has done to his job as far as dealing with evictions. You heard him say he's now handling evictions for all of Erie County, and COVID has had a major influence on that whole problem. So we'll be talking about that. And of course, if you have a question for the judge, 803-0930. If a neighbor is let their house fall into disrepair and you've struggled with what to do about it, this is an opportunity for you to talk right to Pat Carney, 803-0930. Outside the 716-1-800-616-WBEN, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930. Hey, by the way, there's a couple spots still available for you for Jerry Clemente's cooking school class on the 25th for risotto, polenta, and gnocchi. If you're interested in learning how to make those, I've got a couple spots left for the 25th of April. Other than that, you still have an opportunity to register for the series that resumes in July, the 11th, A Night in Naples, the 8th of August, Tuscan Treasures, September 12th, Picante Calabria, October 10th, Magical Marche, November 7th, Bologna alla Grassa, and December 5th, Holiday Traditions. This is the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School. Our chef is Jerry Clemente from Cipollina's Restaurant. Go to cortese.net to register today. And when you're at cortese.net, check out everything we do, which includes our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations, our small projects division, all there at cortese.net. Or pay us a brick-and-mortar visit by coming out to the Come Home to Cortese showroom at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to Orchard Park and say good morning to our good friend, Samantha Gollenbeck. Sam is the branch manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank there at Union and Michael Road. Hey, Sam.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, thank you for calling in. You know, remarkably, the 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit continues at Lakeshore Savings Bank with no cost whatsoever, in spite of the increase in rates.
You're right. We do have that very low rate of 2.5% still for our home equity line of credit. So now's a great time to take advantage of it while you can.
No cost at all. No application fee. No appraisal fee. Tap your equity. One and only benefit that I thought of so far of COVID is that our homes are worth more. So why not tap that and improve your home in that you're spending more time in it? And you really can't easily replace your home right now by purchasing anything new with the housing crunch the way it is. So, yeah, home equity is the way to go. Isn't that right, Sam?
It is the way to go. And like you said, there's a lot of homeowners out there looking to do home updates on their existing properties. So the home equity line of credit is the great way to go for financing if you need a little help.
There you go. And not to mention, of course, that you could still talk about refinancing. What are the what's a 30-year right now?
Our 30-year is 4.875.
So we're still under 5, which is just palatable. So if you want to think about refi or if you're thinking about home equity, then Lakeshore is the place to go. Sam, the phone number there?
674-2066.
We forgot to mention, of course, there's another whole program that Lakeshore has unique to them. That is the future value. That means you can borrow against what the home will be worth, and you can tap into those improvements. Take advantage of that, too, by Lakeshore Savings Bank. Give Sam a call today. She's sitting by her desk, 674-2066. Lakeshore Savings Bank. For 131 years. Putting people first.
We love dentistry, and I think that's important.
Look good.
Our best dentistry, our best work goes unnoticed. It should really blend in and enhance someone's beauty. No one should know we were there.
Feel great.
We don't want them to go back home to their family or to work or to a party and someone says, hey, you know, nice veneers or nice, you know, crowns you got on your front teeth. We want them to look at the whole person and say, wow, what have you done? Something's different. You look great.
Look good. Great. The Buffalo Dental Group.
Our whole standard of care is what would we do if it was our family member sitting in that chair? What would we want done? That's how we determine any treatment plan that we recommend to someone.
We take care of them like they are our family. I'm Dr. Ellen Vossler.
And I'm Dr. Bernie Colbert. Call us today at 634-1234.
The Buffalo Dental Group on Main Street in Williamsville and at the corner of Englewood and Kenmore in North Buffalo.
Look good. Feel great. The Buffalo Dental Group.
That's 634-1234.
Look good. Feel great.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
When we talk about quality roofing, we talk about Ava Roofing. When you need your roof done, folks, there's only one place I send all of my listeners, and that, of course, is Ava Roofing. Why? Well, because they have an expert foreman on every job to make sure the job is done properly. They clean their sites up, and the work is done with professional roofers. And, of course, another thing about Ava is that they're properly insured. Yeah, that's kind of important, right? Especially for roofing. Call Ava today and get an on-the-spot written estimate. There's no reason to get stressed out, folks. Ava is clean and they're prompt. Here's their number, 343-ROOF. 343-ROOF. roof. Call them today and schedule a free estimate. Or you guess what? You can go to avaroofing.com and you can pick your time for your appointment right online. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
phone. Hammer Time is 10:19. It's Dominic Cortez. Pat Carney is my guest. Pat is the City of Buffalo Housing Court Judge. The housing court, not every municipality has a housing court. They may have building departments. They may have jurisdictions to help code enforcement. But you can actually charge criminal fines and criminal time for have the fact that we have a housing court in the city.
Yes. It works two different ways. If a property is in your name personally and you are written up by the City of Buffalo building inspectors, all of those charges carry either a $1,500 fine or 15 days in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So that is all controlled by the criminal procedure statutes.
Mm-hmm.
If it is in Dominic Cortez LLC or 123 Main Street LLC, then it's controlled by the civil procedure statutes. The fines are still the same. It's $1,500 per violation, but of course there's no possibility of any jail time. So actually, you're more in danger of your personal home mm-hmm. than you are in income properties.
So we want to get into the whole discussion of what's been happening with evictions. But before we do that, let's take our first caller of the show at 803-0930. I'm sorry, Jerry. I thought you were ready. Okay. Well, you can go ahead and get ready. I thought the caller was on hold. Let's just jump into that discussion then. COVID, of course, there was a moratorium on paying
right.
rent. I think there's a flaw in that, because if you were working, why couldn't you pay your rent?
There's a lot of flaws in a lot of that. I think what the governmental agencies tried to do was to make it as easy as they could for themselves to write the statutes. If you try to write a statute that says people that lose their jobs, people that don't have incomes, don't have to pay rent, but if you're still working, you do have to pay rent, then the enforcement becomes impossible.
Right.
So they just made it a blanket law that during COVID, you don't have to pay rent. Now, what people misunderstood was they still owe that rent.
Right.
So the people that didn't pay their rent are now indebted to their landlords for $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in some cases.
We had Mickey Kearns on last week. We spoke about the increase in foreclosures as a result of people not paying their mortgages for the same reason.
Right, because there was a moratorium on foreclosures as well.
Mm-hmm.
But once that moratorium is lifted, the banks are going to get their money.
Okay.
And as we discussed before we came on the air, if I'm a mom and pop property owner, I own four houses, three houses, five houses, and then I own my own house. If I don't get rent on those five properties,
right.
I'm not only in danger of losing those properties, I'm in danger of losing my house, because the bank is going to get their money from me.
Sure.
How do I get my money from the tenants that didn't pay me for 2 years and then moved out?
And the whole thing of what an eviction is meant to do is actually quite difficult to enforce in the true sense of the word. We're getting rid of a tenant. It's easier said than done.
Right. And during the moratorium, during the switches back and forth, it was very difficult. We've been doing schedulings for evictions for a little over a year now. Most people didn't know that. And in December, we took over all of Erie County's evictions. So you will still file for your eviction in the town of Tonawanda or the town of Amherst. Those files will be sent to us, and then we will get them and we will schedule them. And we're doing the towns. I would say there's probably more evictions in the city of Buffalo than all of the rest of Erie
really?
County combined, because the city is really where you find economic hardships.
Low-income housing. Which we're going to talk about that, too. Lots to talk about with Pat Carney, 803-0930 to South Buffalo we go. And Lou, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Yeah.
Hey, Lou.
Hi, Judge, I'd like to ask, I got a unique situation here in South Buffalo. I have a
Everything in South Buffalo is unique.
Well, that's true. People. Anyhow, I have a neighbor who he inherited the house over the years, and so there's no mortgage. The owner's been there for years and years and years. But he doesn't. I don't know about his situation as far as assets are concerned. But the house is in the exterior is in a complete state of disrepair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brick and shake shingle house, and now it's more of a bird sanctuary than anything.
Right. I have a whole bunch of those on my calendar now. I tell everybody, please do look a gift horse in the mouth. Check its teeth. Check its roof. Because people are inheriting properties, and they just don't have the funds to maintain them.
Sure.
The proper process by which the house would come to me is through the 311 line. The 311 line is the City of Buffalo complaint line.
Mm.
Now, the mayor has mandated that every single complaint is investigated. It may take a bit of time. However, if you and enough of your neighbors continuously call in the address, it can be anonymous. You can do it online. You can do it on phone. And get that address into... The inspectors will go out and see it. The Buffalo building inspectors inspect about 17 or 18,000 houses a year. And they answer 17, 18,000 complaints. So whatever goes through the 311 line, it is then sent to the building inspectors division or the Buffalo police or wherever it is.
Lou, did you say the house was empty or occupied?
No. The person who lives there lives by himself.
Yeah.
A grandson.
Yep.
So that's how he wound up in the house.
He probably doesn't even own the house.
So
to tell you the truth, he probably never went through the process of going to surrogates court and transferring the deeds.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know whose name.
So what would your motive be here, Pat, or what would your approach be? Would you be looking to evict this person?
If they don't own it, then one of my options would be to vacate the house and then let the City of Buffalo take their course. If he is paying all the taxes and he's up to date on that, then it would be to get him to fix the house. And if he can't fix the house, get him to sell it.
Okay.
One way or another. I cannot force a sale, but I can incentivize the
and
sale.
This would not really be a candidate for receivership then?
No, because that program is not fully operational yet.
Mm-hmm.
If he owns it, I can't utilize a receivership and collect rent.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't own it, then he's probably just going to take
So other
off
than
anyway.
Being a pain in the ass, what else can the neighbors do?
Basically nothing. All they can do is keep phoning into the 311 line until the inspectors get there.
Because it's devaluing the neighborhood.
Unless there's other issues like drug sales or loud mm-hmm. noise or...
Then you have other powers.
Or there's dangerous conditions at mm-hmm. the property.
Because then you have other powers.
Yeah, a lack of heat, a lack of plumbing, sewage issues. I can react immediately.
Do you suspect any of that, Lou?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because whenever I see him, I approach him, and he did mention to me that his plumbing doesn't work, so he has to go to his aunt's house to utilize her plumbing.
Really?
Yeah, and he said he told me he doesn't have the money to fix it.
Right. It's illegal to live in a property without heat, electric, plumbing. You might want to try contacting your community police officers. That used to be Tony LeBrun used to be in South Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to the South Park station and ask for the community police officers and tell them you think this guy's living in there with no plumbing and it's creating a hazard, or that is also something that you could contact the Erie County Health Department about, they will react much quicker to that.
Good advice.
Right, now, one more little tangent here. What? I know this guy is a hoarder.
So, that's another whole discussion.
Wow.
My opinion.
If you had bankruptcy, you'd have a trifecta.
That's
For all you know, he could be a squatter.
Yeah.
is the hoarding issue?
Yes. That's a health and safety issue. It's right. also a fire issue.
Right.
Right.
The key is to get somebody over there as fast as possible to check it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't become involved in that because then I'd be directing the police or the inspectors that are going to be brought. Yeah.
Right.
They bring in the case to me.
So all right, well, hop over to ADIS.
That's a good place to start, Lou. Yeah.
Good place to start with the community police officers. That program that started with Chief Durenda years ago that I was part of initiating is just one of the best police programs they've ever done.
It's community-based and it's on the ground.
Yeah.
And boots on the ground kind of thing, right?
I hope they expand it. I really do. I've had some chats with the commissioner who's also a longtime friend of mine about expanding
it. It's important you act on this, Lou, to protect the value of your neighbor, your house, and your whole neighborhood.
Right.
It is the bottom of the hour. It's time for the top of the news. More with Pat Carney right after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Some good news for the USS The Sullivan.
We all had a consensus that we think that we are at equilibrium, which means there's a amount of water that's going out as equals coming in. So from that standpoint, we're in good shape.
Paul Marzello of the Buffalo Naval and Veterans Park says if enough water comes out of the ship, the Sullivans will be buoyant again. The Broadway Market has been buzzing with shoppers, especially over the past 2 weeks with the Easter push. Kathy Peterson with the Broadway Market says it's been a successful season, the first since the pandemic.
We have over 80 vendors in the market throughout the Easter season. They average on 3 to 4 employees. There's a tremendous number of people who work and are hired specifically for the Easter season. And then based on vendor sales, they have said they've increased from 2019.
The Broadway Market is open until 5 p.m. today. Seneca Nation members rallied against Governor Hochul's freezing of accounts to get the Senecas to pay the state casino revenues. They also say they are pushing for a better casino revenue deal because the nation is not getting a fair share. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Hey folks, how do you increase the value of your home? Well, you update your bathroom. That's how. It's Dominic Cortez here. And when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there, like my good friends at Twin City Glass. Twin City offers beautiful glass enclosures for your shower and your bathtub, and they can do your mirror. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating an elegant, high-quality glass for you and your bathroom. Call them today, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. You can stop in to Wolitzer Park to see their showroom. Or guess what? If you're out Clarence Way, come home to Cortez showroom. They have a mini display. Well, they're full size, but they're not as many, is what I mean, at our place at Main Street in Clarence. Twin City Glass. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi everyone, it's Linda again from Senior Radio. I wanted to recommend SAS shoes during their end of winter clearance sale. You can save up to 70% right now. Remember I told you about my husband Bob on his feet all day? And we visited SAS. The staff was so knowledgeable, fitted Bob properly, and recommended the best SAS shoes and orthotics for him. Well, since Bob started wearing his SAS shoes, he still feels great. I would highly recommend SAS shoes now during their end of winter clearance sale to save 70%. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
It's Bulldog here. If you don't want to be on the sidelines suffering with muscle, bone, or joint problems when the great spring weather breaks, contact Excelsior Orthopedics today. Excelsior Orthopedics provides specialized care whether you were hurt playing a sport yesterday or have a chronic condition from a lifetime of hard work. Visit Excelsior Orthopedics in Amherst, Orchard Park, East Amherst, Niagara Falls, and downtown Buffalo. If you have muscle, bone, or joint problems, get back to an active life by calling 250-9999 for Excelsior Orthopedics.
It is springtime. It's time for spring cleaning. And one of the areas of your house you're maybe not thinking about cleaning is your ductwork. It's so important to breathe clean indoor air. And the only way you can definitively do that is by having my friends at Indoor Air Professionals come over to your house. They'll cut a hole in your ductwork. They'll insert the patented column duct cleaning head and a high-pressure nozzle hose connected to that to a compressor. And with that, they'll blast all of the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork. They'll suck it out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. It's so important to do that. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, good morning, Dominic. It certainly is the spring cleaning, and that's reminded by, you know, if you move your refrigerator, you're usually shocked by the buildup.
Amen.
And dust mite, feces, and hair, and deteriorate. Yeah.
So what's the extra special Hammer Time Radio discount going to be for this springtime Easter Saturday morning?
Okay, well, here we go. So first of all, we talked about duct cleaning. So the duct cleaning deal is you can save anywhere from $75 to $125 off, depending on the size of your home. But let's not forget one of the key game-changer indoor air quality products is our medical-grade air purifier. You mm-hmm. have both a portable that covers 1,200 square feet and one that connects to your furnace to do the whole house. And you can save $300 on the portable and $500 on the whole house.
Wow.
Medical-grade air purifier. And lastly, is it raining yet?
Yeah.
And so we have the high-capacity DC.
There you go. There you go.
And still save $250 off of that.
Great discounts. And only you can get them by calling Peter right now, 683-3000. The discounts are only for the Hammer Time Radio audience. 683-3000. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
When you own a small business, sometimes you need funds fast. So go to OnDeck, America's largest online small business lender with over $14 billion funded. OnDeck makes it easy to apply in minutes and, if approved, get your loan as soon as the same day so you can get back to business. Go to OnDeck.com. Your loan is on deck.
Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank member FDIC. Limited eligibility for same-day funding. OnDeck does not lend in every state. All loans subject to lender approval.
Hi, I'm Alex for Wester Hyundai.
Hey, where's Steve Tasker?
Vacation. I'm solo this month.
Excellent. You must be pretty charged up.
Yes, and we're recording right now.
Oh, sorry.
No problem, but speaking of charged up, check out all the full electric and hybrid vehicles in the new 2022 Hyundai Ioniq lineup. Save at the pump with a new 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5 all-electric SUV or a new 2022 Hyundai Ioniq plug-in hybrid SUV. Come in and reserve yours today. And of course, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty and Hyundai's owner assurance. Plus, we still need your vehicle, whether you lease or own. We'll buy it from you, even if you don't buy from us. It's the very best time to get the most for your current vehicle.
Current vehicle? Is that an electric pun?
Yes. And we're still recording?
Oh, sorry.
Wester Hyundai on Transit Road in Williamsville, north of Maple, or at westerhyundai.com. The atmosphere is positively electric right now at Wester Hyundai.
I get it.
Beat it.
Welcome to Wester, New York.
Do you know how to instantly bring that dark, stuffy room in your house back to life? Natural light and fresh air. That's how. There is a simple, affordable way to get both. Now that you know, there's only one place to go. Those in the know, go Lenco. Fresh air skylights from Velux offer natural light and ventilation all in one affordable product. They're not only going to brighten up your home, folks, they're going to give you the sense of well-being and health, too. Lenco can help you with your Velux skylight options. They have one to suit your budget. Just choose one that's right for you. Then, sit back, take a deep breath, and enjoy the benefits of fresh air from Velux. Find out more about Velux skylights and get in the know at LencoBuffalo.com. That's LencoBuffalo.com, located on Seneca Street, on Sheridan Drive in Waynesville, and of course on Delaware, right across the street from Lakeshore Savings Bank. Lenco Lumbo, Lenco, those in the know, go Lenco.
Hammer time. Go with the flow.
10:38 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese. Pat Carney is my guest from the City of Buffalo Housing Court. And we've got a full bank of calls. If someone hangs up, you can, it's your cue to give us a call. 803-0930. And where are we going first there, Jared, did you say?
Bob
in Hamburg. Good morning. You're next.
How are you guys doing? Happy Easter.
Same to you, Bob.
Yeah, I just want to compliment on Judge Carney and their office staff and everyone that's short staffed and everything. I had an incident that it was taken care of in a speedy, in my opinion, amount of time. I had a personal friend who was under the landlord's thumb during the moratorium, who was disabled, handicapped, whatever, and he had asked to leave his apartment during the moratorium. The house was in disarray when I finally went there, and my friend personal loss of some family members in 21, so he wasn't at the best of his mind with stressing and some of the emotional things, but I ended up helping him, reached out to family court. I also wanted to let you know that the apartment he was in really bad shape. Leaky water pipes, exposed pipes in the bathroom. I took the initiative because now I have power of attorney and my friend, long time, we grew up together, but long time friend, and she was cited, and she it was some inspections done, and she had to do some repairs immediately that weren't done over a year. And with the moratorium, though, Judge Carney, I heard you say, I wanted to let some of the listeners know, I went through that ERAP program. I did some research, and that kind of put a Band-Aid on the situation. The landlord, I did it out of just to do the right thing. The landlord wasn't made completely whole, but they got some of their money back because of the program. But
it's a long wait, and it's a long process. And I'm not even sure. I know they ran out of money late last year. I'm not sure if the money's been replenished or not, but they're still taking applications.
So that's a rental assistance program.
Right. Just in case they get more money.
So the whole idea of what an eviction is about, you know, obviously the landlord would bring the petition to evict a tenant, but you know, there's two edges to that right. sword, right? Because now you're displacing somebody possibly, so a tenant does have rights, but where are these people going to go if they're evicted?
There is a low income housing shortage, and there's a number of programs that we work with on that, but I'm hearing more and more that they just can't find some place to go because a lot of these low-income households, it involves children and
right.
involves
Would you not
other
evict
family
somebody
members.
Because of that?
No, can't. We have to follow the statutes. We pre-try every single eviction. We always try to come to an accord before we actually issue a legal eviction so that nobody is harmed in the future. And like we always say, if you come to a legal agreement and nobody's happy, it's a great agreement. Like you don't want one side or the other to
be the winner.
Exactly, yeah. To be a winner. We're trying to work with the landlord so that they can get their properties back and rehab them and get them back on the paying roles. We work with the tenants to try to find alternative housing or to try to get the rents paid.
What would you say is at the core of this? I mean, the housing stock being older, the fact that they were purchased at low prices.
The housing stock in Buffalo is extremely old.
Yeah.
Especially in certain parts of the city. It's very old. And where certain areas of the city have traditionally been low-income areas, the housing stock is not only very expensive to fix, as you know, an old house is way
right.
tougher to fix than a new build. Yeah, even and I'm talking new builds. I'm talking about houses built in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Those are new builds. And the houses built after that are even easier.
Sure.
But most of Buffalo was built in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. So we're dealing with a lot of
different so that exacerbates
issues.
The problem because we have, you know, more repairs right. required, and the landlord's all about maximizing their income and minimizing their expenses.
And the money, I mean, Buffalo housing, even in the boom, is still cheaper than any place almost in the world. So we have a lot of immigrant people coming in And of course, the dream is still to own a house. It's still to own property. But a lot of times they're very unsophisticated, and they're buying houses that should have been torn down 20 years
sure.
ago. And of course, they come from places where they don't have building codes and permits and rules and regulations and all that kind of things that you deal with
every day. To Burt, New York we go. And Joan, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning. I have two questions. They're off topic from what you guys are talking about.
That's fine. It's
very interesting what you're talking about.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a pole barn that's all insulated, like plywood on the inside.
Okay.
Everything, got a furnace, everything. The door isn't insulated, the big overhead door.
Okay.
And one of my cousins had said I could insulate that with a rigid foam board.
Yes. Is it a kind of a C-shape form where there's a space from the door rail to the flat exterior panel?
Well, it's like there's like all different kinds of panels in this door.
Right.
You know what I mean? I could cut it to fit all of
it. Yeah, there you go. If you can cut foam to fit inside that cavity, then you definitely could add some R value to that door. You can do that yourself.
What would in there?
You would use whatever thickness space there is, Dow styrofoam. They sell like a foundation insulation material. Now, be mindful that you're going to glue this on, and it's going to add weight to the door, so the door is going to probably have to be rebalanced.
Okay. Well, I'm just in the process of getting an overhead door put opener on it, so perhaps I'll wait until I get...
Yeah, the door's going to have to be rebalanced based on the new weight.
Okay. Now, what do I glue that stuff with?
You could use panel adhesive. When you purchase the insulation at the home center, you can ask for a panel adhesive to glue that onto metal with.
Okay. And the other question, one of my friends wanted to know your recipe for with the... wash.
Yes.
Bleach.
A quart of bleach, 2/3 of a cup of Mex, M-E-X, made by UGL, and 3 quarts of warm water. That'll make a gallon. It's great at cleaning away winter grime. Just scrub and rinse. Low sudsing, so it doesn't have a lot of soap residue to worry about.
A quart of bleach, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And 2/3 cup of the other. Okay.
Thanks for calling from Burt, Joan.
Okay, thank you.
Jones Line's now available, 803-0930.
She lost me a pole barn.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what that was.
This is Dominic Cortez, and that's Pat Carney.
City boy.
You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez here for our new friends, our new sponsor at NOCO Energy. Yeah, we're so glad to have NOCO in our family now. NOCO, they're the place to go for your heating and cooling needs. And we recently had an issue at home with our AC, and I gave my friends at NOCO a call, and I'll be reporting to you on how they're going to put that back together for me. Yeah, my friends at NOCO Heating and Cooling. And Hammer Time listeners, listen. Right now, NOCO is offering up a sweet deal for you. You'll get a $750 discount off the installation of a complete AC and furnace system. Get ready for this. With 0% interest for 60 months. You heard me right. Not only do you get $750 off, you have 0% interest for 60 months. Now, if you're just looking for a tune-up, NOCO has the hookup there as well. Their experienced and trusted technicians will perform an AC tune-up for just $99. Call NOCO now, 902-6414. 902-6414. You'll get a free estimate. You can go to noco.com/heatingandcooling. NOCO, providing healthier air quality since 1933. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
The Cold Climate Heat Pump is the easier, simpler way of heating and cooling your home. So when you own one, it says a lot.
Hey, honey, it's me, your heat pump. Aren't I making your life way easier every single day? I saw you, and you literally just lifted one finger and voila, comfort, just like that. Hey, it's me again, just giving you props for finally kicking out that ugly window AC. Okay, call me back.
A heat pump is easier, it's simpler, it says a lot. Learn more about cold climate heat pumps at cleanheat.ny.gov.
In essence, they're buying a Chevy for the price of a Mercedes, where I'm offering the Mercedes at the price of a Chevy.
Dr. Ken Monroe from Monroe Chiropractic. Reacting to the $7,000 charge some patients receive from local practices that use the DRX system, rather than Monroe's Integrity Non-Surgical Spinal Decompression, the most advanced spinal care system in the world.
If anybody should be charging that much, it should be me, because my decompression system is so much more superior than theirs. I charge almost a third to what some of these guys are charging, because it's the ethical thing to do so that everybody can get some resolve, some resolution to their pain. Not just the wealthy, not just the well-off. I don't know why it's three times as much. I know I sleep really good at night, so I don't know about them.
Call Dr. Monroe for a consultation. 632-4476. 632-4476. Monroe Chiropractic, Main Street, Williamsville.
Big L Windows and Doors is where we went to when we were deciding what window to put in the Come Home to Cortese showroom. Yeah, we chose the Marvin Essential window. Essential. It's a fiberglass product, fiberglass in and out. Fiberglass more stable than vinyl. It's not going to expand and contract. All these windows, by the way, are on display at Marvin Windows and Doors at Big L Windows and Doors at 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga. Their phone number is 895-8484, BigLWindows.com. When you look for Bill Horbert Sr., tell him that Dominic said hello and ask him what his philosophy in business is. He'll shrug his shoulders. He'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what you get at Big L, the right thing. With their total trust guarantee, they won't let you down, folks. And you can tell him Dominic sent you to Big L Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street in Cheektowaga, 895-8484, BigLWindows.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
I don't want to be looking at this and saying to myself, that didn't come out right. That doesn't fit. If we have something to do with it, it's going to be done well.
All the work is done right in our own workshop, right on the premises. We have our own carvers. We have our own sculptor. We have our own designers. Everything is done under one roof.
Third and fourth generation artisans Leon and Michael Kahm proudly carry on the Leon Kahm & Son Monument Company legacy of hard work and perfection.
All those hand skills, hand carving, hand tooling, all the textures, a lot of that, people just don't know how to do that anymore. And we do it all the time.
There's really no schools for it. It's something you have to learn from someone else who already knows it. So it gets passed down from a generation to generation.
Honor your family member or legacy with the Kahm Monument, crafted by a Kahm artisan and carver. Visit Leon Kahm, KOMM.com. Leon Kahm & Son Monument Company. Distinguish, preserve, honor.
Mike Shope here. Stock up and save by the case at Outlet Liquor. Right now, get extra outlet savings on Kendall Jackson Chardonnay 750 milliliter bottles for as low as $9.99 each when you buy a case. Or go big with mag-sized bottles of Behringer Main and Vine, $5.99 each when you buy a case after the mail-in rebate. Whether you're hosting friends for dinner, having a party, or just want to have wine on hand, you'll be ready to host and toast when you shop at the place to buy a case, Outlet Liquor in Depew.
There's one thing every bug has in common. They start out outside. And if you call Ashland Pest Control, they'll make sure they don't end up getting inside. Because Ashland Pest Control gets it done. And they get it done without any need for contact. Ashland Pest Control will treat your home from the outside to keep spring bugs from getting in. Whether it's your home or business that's being invaded, call Ashland Pest Control. If you'd like to learn how Ashland Pest Control gets it done, join their team. Ashland is now hiring.
Ashland Pest Control gets it done.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. That's right. You can get a new garage door. You can get an epoxy-coated floor like I have. And, of course, you can organize your garage with storage equipment, cabinetry, slat wall. Yeah, Gorilla Garage Gear does all that. Their number is 715-6927. The website, GorillaGarageGear.com. And if you call them today and tell them Dominic sent you, through the end of April, Hammer Time listeners only will get a 25% discount on a new garage door when they book an epoxy floor. That's right. Get a new floor and get a 25% discount discount on your garage door. The overwhelming cost increases are certainly startling with most building material products, but you can beat that with a 25% discount off a new garage door when you book a Gorilla Floor. That's only available to you to the end of April. 715-6927, 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the
flow. 10:53 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortese. Be sure to watch Hammer Time TV Saturday mornings at 5:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. See Phil, Nick, and Michelle with all the tips that they have, and of course our Hammer Time partners and their advice, along with viewer mail, where we do a television version of this radio program on Buffalo's home improvement show, Hammer Time TV, Sunday mornings at 10:30, Saturday mornings at 5:30, only on Channel 2. To the phones we go, and NT's our next stop. Jay, good morning. We're at your house.
Hi, good morning. I had a couple of procedural questions. I'm a single-member LLC. I'm the sole managing member. When a tenant is late 5 days, I understand now you have to send them a reminder first. Is that on the sixth day?
Yes.
Okay.
It's on the sixth day, and after the I don't know the exact time frames, but you have to send a reminder. Give them. I think it's after it's sent. It's 5 or 10 days, and if there's no response, then you can file for the eviction.
What about the pay or quit? Because I thought that came right after the
five-day
reminder.
Pay or quit can come.
What's that?
Pay or quit means either pay me or get out. They don't even use nice terms for it. It's just pay me or get out. And after the pay or quit notice, then you can file for the.
What's the likelihood that you'll evict somebody if they've ignored all of this to this point?
Okay. The problem with this actual procedure is, you can go through all of this, and then the day you walk into court, if they hand you a check, you're done. You must accept the check. But so
can you still remove them?
Yes. No.
No.
You can't remove them once they've paid. See, one of the problems with bringing an eviction for strictly 1 month of rent is that if it's paid, you're actual request for an eviction is automatically dismissed because what you requested was satisfied. So it could take you that whole month.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're really better off doing is giving them a 30-day notice,
right?
And then
take your loss loss of rent.
Get rid of them there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lose the month's rent rather than have somebody late constantly, and you're constantly going to court. Because as you know, it's unless you're going to court by yourself, if you're hiring attorneys, it becomes very expensive to have a tenant walk in, hand you your rent, and then walk back out again.
That's right. Yeah.
You can't. That's not compensable. You can't get those attorney's fees back, right?
Nope. Not unless it's in your lease. If you create a lease that has attorney's fees or penalties in it, but those generally are not applicable to residential leases.
Do you recommend for the landlords out there that they rent month to month, or is it better for a landlord to have a lease?
It's situational. Mm-hmm. It's really situational. If you think you found somebody that's exceptional and is going to be a great tenant and is going to be available, I would say get a lease. But I would say start out with a month-to-month, and if the person proves to be reliable, offer them a lease. Some tenants don't want leases because
ties them up.
Mm-hmm. They can't leave or go to Texas for a better job or move to Syracuse or wherever they might go. So there's no real good answer to that question, whether a lease or a month-to-month is better.
Okay, last question on that. 5 day, I understand, needs to be sent certified. The pay or quit, is that served by me, or does it have to be served by a server?
It can be served. I would always have it done by a server because that's a minimal cost, but it can be done by anybody. It can be done by you or certified mail or
Okay.
You know, right. Whatever. I would never be involved, since you're the single owner, I would never be involved in any service process.
As the owner.
As the owner, as the litigant, as the named litigant. But you are going to be representing the LLC, so I think it's okay.
But you said you could do certified mail.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's move along to Bob calling us on his cell phone. Good morning, Bob. You're next.
Good morning. I'll make it quick because time is short. I just wanted to ask the judge, I had a question. If you buy property or you lease property and you put up a structure that violates federal a treaty, such as, say, the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918, and a fining process starts and you're put on probation, such as Next Air Energy, which was fined $8 million for killing bald eagles with their wind farms. What's the next process, considering that we're doing wind energy in this area? Do they actually tear down the structures after this goes through the court process, or just try to change the...
What a complex story that is.
I don't have the slightest idea, because all of what you're talking about is handled in the federal court system. Anything that deals with sovereign nations or federal regulations would go into the federal side of it, and I have little to no experience with feds.
Well, Pat, time has whizzed by like I knew it would. We'll have to have you back.
Anytime.
Okay. Pat Carney, the City Court Housing Judge, thanks for being with us. Happy Easter, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, and always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls, an Odyssey station.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.